Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to another episode of the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. Today I'm going to be talking about the issues that you might be having around manifesting weight loss. And I'm going to be talking about the issues that I've noticed have come up in a few of the Facebook groups that I'm in. And when people talk about wanting to manifest weight loss and the typical solutions that come up and the just a bit of troubleshooting, I guess, I want to go into today about your issues around acting as if and around feeling like you're doing the manifestation things like meditation, affirmation, setting intentions, you know, writing in your journal and stuff like that, and then still just feeling like it's not working. So I really want to go into a few of those things today to try and help you out to get you on your path to manifesting weight loss. So just know that it totally is possible and that you do have to shift your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs around weight loss and around food in order to get to a point where you're able to maintain a new weight permanently, okay? And it's completely possible and it's not as hard as you think, okay? So that's really, really important, is that you realize that thoughts that come up that try and tell you that it's not easy or that you're somehow different to somebody else who's been able to lose weight, those are thoughts of your ego. And it's just that part of you that's trying to keep you from changing, right? So just know that you get to have awareness of these thoughts and just realize that whenever that thought comes up of, I can't do it because I'm not capable, or I can't do it because I'm different, or I can't do it because I've tried it in the past and it hasn't worked, those are all just thoughts of the ego, right? So all you have to do is realize that, and then already you already have a sense of freedom because you realize, oh yeah, that's just the job of my brain. It's not something I need to take personally. It doesn't mean that it's reality or that that's how my future is going to look like, right? So you just have to realize that whatever you've experienced in the past is in the past, and your future doesn't have to depend on what you've experienced in the past. So in terms of having done your meditations and affirmations and intentions and you're still not losing weight, just realize that everything in front, everything that's going on for you right now is all for your greater good. So any experiences that you've had around your weight or your eating are all just part of your journey, and your journey is very much individual to you, and it gets to be still on the right path. Like, you're always on the right path, and that's a really important perspective to have of life, is to just think that whenever your brain starts comparing yourself to somebody else, or it's working for them and it's not working for me, or I'm at a different stage of my life to them, hey, like, it happens to me, okay? And it's happened to me many, many times in the past. And the thing that I always have to come back to is that I'm on my own path, I'm on my own journey, and I'm always on the right path. And that's about having a connection to your faith, if you want. Like, having that connection to faith, or having that connection to God or source or universe or whatever you want to have, and having that faith that you're here for a reason, and you get to have your desires, and you get to learn the lessons that you need to learn along the way. And it's your own journey, and it's all on your own path. And it's about your having a connection with your higher self, right? So anyway, I just wanted to get that out of the way. But the issues that are coming up around acting as if, okay? Now, I do talk about this in depth in my courses. So in my 3-day manifesting weight loss course, I really go into depth also into a lot of the scientific stuff around why manifesting weight loss works, why you need to focus on your mindset, etc., etc. And I talk about the brain and the body and that connection from a scientific perspective, which is really important for your ego as well to get that sense of this is real. So that course is really, really good for that. Now, the No Diet Babe Academy, though, that's really good in the sense that there's a whole module around this issue where acting as if is not coming natural, right? Because I've been through this in many, many different aspects of my life, and including like transforming money mindset as well. It's like this sense of, you hear this affirmation of like, money is always flowing to me. The reason why I'm explaining this is because I can really relate to it now in terms of money, what you might be going through, or what I've recently gone through with money. Like, you hear this affirmation of money is always flowing to me, or like there's an unlimited, like money is an unlimited resource, or, you know, like the affirmations and these things of trying to act as if it's like, oh yeah, I feel myself, you know, in my ideal size, and I feel so good. And there's so much, you hear these affirmations and they sound good in theory, but in reality, when you're saying them, your body's in a state of resistance, right? And then you say it for say 30 minutes per day, which is fine. Like, you, it's good to repeat affirmations, right? But then the rest of the day, your thought patterns are all negative, right? And every time you look in the mirror, you feel negative. Every time you put on your clothing, you feel negative. So even though that those affirmations are great, it's only like 2% of what's going on in your day, right? And the rest of the day, unfortunately, you're beating yourself up around your weight. You're not feeling good in your own body, right? And that's the issue there, is what the majority of the day is. And although it's like, it's really important to remember that this work that you're doing is important, okay? Please don't ever look at, I've been doing the journaling, I've been doing the affirmations, I've been doing the work, but it's not working. Please don't ever view it from that way. Because in your brain, what's happening there is you're just forming this belief that the manifestation isn't working, or that you're somehow doing something wrong, or that it must just be all a flawed premise and manifestation doesn't really exist and it's not important. It's kind of affirming a part of your ego that's going to be thinking that, right? So you don't want to reaffirm or fall, like, to listen to that part of you or listen to that voice. You want to realize that, hey, it's not about that. It's about reaching a tipping point. I think that even Catherine Zenkina says, like, it's about doing the work and not needing an outcome just yet. Like, not focusing so much on needing an outcome, because you keep on wanting to see the physical manifestation of weight loss, but the actual work that goes on behind the doors, like behind the curtain, you can't actually see that. You don't even know that your manifestation could be just around the corner, but you're already going into this state of blocking it off when you're like saying it's not working, right? So you have to keep on going and have faith that you're always on the right path. And also that point where you're saying the affirmations and it's not, you're not grasping them or you're not believing them, sometimes we're saying affirmations, but we're not feeling them. We're just saying them or we're just going through the motions. And it's kind of like when you go through to the gym, but you're not activating your muscles. Like you're just going through the motions. You're not actually doing the actual work that's required. And it doesn't mean that you have to put pressure on yourself to do it. Like still, if there's a day where you're like, oh, I'm not feeling this, like say your affirmations, or I like to just have them up in my house, just around about in the background, because think of it this way, right? When you're listening to the radio or you've got the TV on and there's a song that's playing in the background, how is it that you learn the words to that song? So you're not consciously sitting there memorizing the words to a song, are you? Like, it's just on in the background, but somehow you remember the words. And I want you to think of that when you're reciting affirmations or you have self-development podcasts on in the background. Maybe you're listening to my podcast in the background or my courses, and you've got the courses playing on in the background, and you're not necessarily trying to memorize everything because consciously you're like, oh my God, I'm exhausted, I can't do the work right now. Just have it on in the background and don't put so much pressure on having to learn it all if you're in a place of feeling overwhelmed, right? Because the beautiful thing is that when you have something on in the background or you have affirmations posted around your home, you're going to be taking it in. And just think that when that amazing thing, that when you have an annoying ad on the radio or a song that keeps on playing, that you somehow memorize the words. Use that part of your brain to the advantage, because when you've got self-development stuff on in the background, you've got amazing podcasts on and courses and audio books or whatever reading, or you're looking at affirmations around your home, they are making a difference. And it's only a matter of time for the scales to tip and for you to be spending more time in alignment than you are not, and for those beliefs to reach that tipping point where suddenly there's momentum going in the right direction. So I just want you to keep that in mind when you're having that powerlessness feeling of, I've tried everything and it hasn't worked. And really, it isn't about that. It's about persistence and understanding that you're probably at a different point to some of the other women that are saying, oh yeah, like, because when I notice people commenting, they're like, oh yeah, I did this and this worked, and try doing this fasting or try keto or try this and try that. They're at a different mental place to you though, right? They're already at a place where they're ready to take action and that action is easy. But if you're at this place of, I look in the mirror and my pants don't fit, you're at a different place, and you have to honor that place where you're at and have kindness and compassion for yourself rather than focusing on where you're not at, right? To forward thinking and thinking, oh my God, I have so far to go, that then becomes so overwhelming for you. Like you think, oh my God, why is it working for everyone else and it's so hard for me? You know what I mean? It's creating just more overwhelm and more upset in your brain. So focus on where you are right now being okay, right? Focus on the fact that you are doing the work and it's going to eventually work, okay? Instead of focusing on I'm doing it all and it's not happening. Now, in terms of things like acting as if and you're not feeling it, right? The thing with manifestation, right, is that you got to find the thought that makes you feel a little bit better. So even with Abraham Hicks, there's like that emotional scale. And even Abraham Hicks, they talk about how you're not going, even if you're learning all this stuff, you're learning all these affirmations, you're learning all this positive content, but you're in a negative mindset, as much as you learn that stuff, you're not going to have access to it. So I notice this time and time again, when I'm not in alignment, I'm not accessing the positive thoughts. Then when I'm in alignment, suddenly all these positive thoughts start rushing in as a natural occurrence, right? It's a natural occurrence of the shift in my energy. So it doesn't mean that you have to beat yourself up when you're not in alignment. It's just that seeing it as a positive thing and going, oh yeah, like I am doing all the right work. I just have to focus on shifting myself back into alignment so that the positive thoughts are a natural occurrence. Now, the thing is that oftentimes we're trying to jump from one negative mental state into the other end of the spectrum. So you're here in this place of, I feel fat and I don't feel good, and you're trying to get to this place of acting as if I'm in my ideal body. And it's very, very difficult to make that jump, especially when if like you're like I was in a really dark place about my body. And it's not about how much you weigh or comparing yourself to somebody else and going, oh, they don't have it as bad as me, or they're not as heavy as me, they don't know how I feel or whatever, because it's kind of like depression. It's like you can't judge how bad that person feels. It's very much an inner thing that you're feeling that suffering around your weight. It's very much an inner thing. So when you look in the mirror and you look at how you look in the mirror and you feel bad about that, just realize that that's an inner perspective of your outer appearance. It's got nothing to do with the way you look on the outside. What I'm trying to say is that you could get the most attractive person and there's going to be flaws that they see in the mirror about themselves. So when you look at them, you'll be like, oh, but you look that way, like you should be so happy. But then in their own inner world, they could be feeling just as bad as you. So that's really important to understand, that the way we look in the mirror, the way that we look on the outside, doesn't dictate how we feel on the inside. And how you feel on the inside is something that you have to shift. It doesn't necessarily shift with shifting your outer world, okay? So that's really, really important to understand, that it's all about shifting your inner world. And once you're able to do that and you're not taking it so personally. So a lot of the time, thinking back to when I was in that place where you might be now, right? When you're seeing your reflection in a store window, or you're seeing a picture of yourself that looks really unflattering, or your pants aren't fitting, and or you're looking in the mirror and it feels terrible. This takes me back to when I was at uni, and I think I've spoken about this before, where I was wearing the same tracksuit pants over and over because I had just gained weight binge eating, because I went on a 1200 calorie diet and I lost a whole bunch of weight, and then I gained like 20 pounds back over a matter of months, and there was only one pair of tracksuit pants that were fitting me. And I was seeing my reflection in the uni windows, like the classes, as you walk past from class to class, I'd see my reflection and I'd compare myself to other girls and I'd just look at myself and be like, oh my God, like how have I gained so much weight so quickly? And I'd feel so negative about myself because I was like, nothing's fitting. And in that moment, when I was looking at pictures of myself or whatever, in that moment, there was no way I could have shifted into a place of going, oh yeah, I'm acting as if I'm slim and I'm acting as if I'm this and that. There was no way I could have done that. And so don't feel bad about that. Don't feel bad that you're not able to just flip a switch and go, oh yeah, I'm so happy about my body and I feel so good. Don't put that much pressure on yourself, okay? Because that's the other aspect, is that in this moment, what you need right now is self-compassion. So if it's hard to act as if, and that's causing a lot of resistance for you, don't try and make that jump. Remember that manifestation is about being in alignment, and being in alignment means feeling good. So you have to choose the thought that's going to make you feel better. So if acting as if and you're not feeling it isn't making you feel any better, it's just causing resistance, don't try and push yourself to act as if to that extent. Just choose something that's going to make you feel better right now, which a lot of the time for me was not necessarily looking, not putting myself in situations that were outside of that comfort zone. So for example, it all depends on where you're at right now. And this is the thing, like it's about learning to have a connection with yourself in your inner world, because in that moment where you're at right now, it could be that thinking of your body is building too much resistance. And a lot of the time for me in that place, it was because all of my thoughts were centered on my body. So 24/7, I was thinking about my body. And if that's the case, then you have to open up to a possibility that your life is more than what you look like. And that's a really important shift to make, because that will help you already gain momentum in a positive mindset, because you might just wake up and look out the window and go, oh my God, I'm alive today, you know? And then you just hold so much appreciation and gratitude for the fact that you're fucking alive. And then instead of so much negative on how you look, already you're building some sort of a positive momentum towards feeling good. And that's really what I had to start with. Like, you look at me now and you're like, oh yeah, it's easy for you to act as if because you already are slim. And it's like, yeah, but I didn't feel that way in the beginning. I felt really, really fat when I was 30 pounds heavier than I am right now, when I was binge eating and I couldn't control myself around food, when I was driving through KFC, McDonald's, and the donut place, Krispy Kremes, and I was binge eating in my car. Like, no, it wasn't that easy for me to be like, I'm acting as if. I couldn't focus on that in that place because I wasn't at that point yet. Like, I had to honor the place that I was at and not compare myself to other people and be like, this is where I'm at. I'm at the point where I'm binge eating. I'm at the point where I can't do my pants up. I'm not going to be able to act as if I'm this like slim, happy person. I've got to take the focus off my body and start looking at reasons why I get to be happy, right? And that's the important thing, is you've got to honor where you are and you've got to do what it is going to shift you, whatever's going to shift you back into alignment. And that might be that you shouldn't be focusing on your body right now. That might be that you want to focus on friendships, or focus on spending time with your dog, or focus on appreciating nature a little bit more. Whatever, you don't have to find what I'm saying, like you don't have to copy what I'm saying, like find the thought that makes you, the focus that makes you feel good. What makes you feel good? And then when you're already in a place of, okay, so I'm starting to feel a bit better now, then you can come back to your body thoughts. Right? Because sometimes when you're overly focusing on your body from a place of I'm not in alignment and I need to shift these thoughts, you're still stuck in this world of unhappiness, right? And you've got to lift yourself out of that energetically somehow. And for me, I just had to realize that, holy shit, 99% of my thoughts on a daily basis are about my body. I need to shift this, because there's more to life than my body. And then already when you start to do that, you start to feel better about other things in your life. And you have to focus on the positive parts of your life, not the negative. Then already it becomes easier when you come back to the body thoughts to go, oh yeah, shit, I'm feeling bad about my body right now. How can I shift this? Instead of, oh my God, my whole life is shit and I keep on feeling bad about my body and oh my God, I can't do this anymore. It's too hard. And see how it's just a domino effect. Like, you're just like thinking of the worst, and then your catastrophe mind comes in of like, oh my God, I can't do this now. I'm not manifesting what I want. And oh my God, like, what do I do now? And it just builds this momentum in this negative aspect, right? But what you want to do is take the focus off your body for a while. Take the focus off your body and just focus on something else. Then when you're in this more of a confident place, you can have some sort of like non-judgmental curiosity about your body thoughts. And it is about shifting your perspective and the way that you look at yourself now. So you have to see yourself now as being okay. And this is what really, if you're wanting to go deeper onto how to do this, like you're wondering, yeah, but how do I do that? Then I really recommend that you look into my courses or the one-on-one coaching with me, okay? Because this is what I do. This is exactly what you need to shift that. And it's not as hard as you think. You just need that help and you need that guidance and you need that extra help, right? You need to know how you're going to do all that, how. You need the step-by-step. And that's really what I break down in my course. The No Diet Babe Academy is really great for building a life where you're not predominantly thinking about your body all the time, because that's really what I had to step out of, right? Thinking about your body 24/7 isn't going to help you manifest the body that you want, because predominantly your body thoughts are negative. So you have to realize that there's more to life than just thinking about your body all the time. And that's really where you're going to be able to shift that with the No Diet Babe Academy, because it teaches you how to build a life where you're feeling good and you're losing weight, but you're not thinking all these negative thoughts about your body. It is about building self-love and compassion. You have to build a compassionate reply to that voice that keeps on saying, I'm fat, I'm not losing weight, my clothes are tight, blah, blah, blah. You have to build a compassionate response to that, because right now, when you're in that place, you are so super sensitive. And I remember feeling so super fragile around my self-worth of my body. I was so super fragile that the moment I would like see myself in the mirror or my pants don't fit, like I was in this place of hell, right? And the thing is that you have to create a version of yourself that isn't thinking like that. And in that moment, it might be too hard to shift those thoughts. And the thing is, you've got to realize is that there's more to life than your weight. And you've got to find that version of yourself that sees that there's more to life than just your weight. And that is when you're getting closer to the alignment of weight loss. It's when you get to that place. And so, yeah. Anyway, I really recommend that you check out the No Diet Babe Academy and also the 3-day manifesting weight loss. The No Diet Babe Academy is a bigger investment because it's got more stuff. Like it's got meditations, it's got worksheets that you print out and you work along with, and it's got tons of content on all of these things that I talk about, right? Then the 3-day manifesting weight loss course is still super, super awesome. It's just that more of an introductionary investment into what I teach around manifestation of weight loss and deeper into the scientific part of why manifestation for weight loss actually works, because that way you get to silence that ego, you get to silence that part of yourself that doesn't quite understand why and how this works, right? And then also I have to announce that I've got 3 spots available for one-on-one coaching for this year. I've got my 3-month coaching package, which I'm actually going to offer at a reduced price for the next 3 women who sign up. So that's going to be a reduced price from this year for only 3 more women who sign up. And then next year, the women who sign up will be at the full price. So if you want to take advantage of this, if you want to be one of those 3 women who get support from me and mentoring with me one-on-one, this is basically it's an amazing opportunity. Like I can't tell you enough of how much I've dedicated my life to learning all about weight loss manifestation. I cannot even begin to tell you like the amount of work that I've done around this and the amount of work that I can help you with in rising up and seeing this different perspective, it is so easy to get to where you want to be, and it is so possible. And I want you to know that, yeah, that it's possible. Like, I can help you get to that place where acting as if is easy, where you just step into that version of yourself that you want to be. Okay, anyway, babes, I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a good day, babe. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.